Bulbs blooming, birds nesting, and stores stocked with colorful marshmallow peeps are sure signs of spring. Those yellow candy chicks have been a staple in Easter baskets for decades. A few years back, WHYY's Larry Roebling joined candy expert and historian Beth Kimmerly and then brand manager Lauren Easterly at Just Born Factory to witness how some sugar in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania became an icon.
Our tour began with big vats of marshmallow being shaped and colored. And then, like Willy Wonka, a little magic happens as these round forms come to life.
The sound you're hearing there is the eyes getting put on the chick. Up until this point, the poor peeps couldn't see anything. Now they can see. They have their eyes.
We have marshmallow peeps chicks with, are those chocolate eyes?
They're a special ingredient. People think that the different colors have different flavors. They don't. They're all the same marshmallow mixture, plain regular sugar, and then the eyes are not flavored either. But marshmallow peeps do have a definitely unique taste.
Okay, where are we now?
Now we're in the packaging part of the plant. So the peeps go down the line and they drop automatically into their packages.
Beth Kimmerly is here with me, and we've just finished our factory tour, and we're looking at our little package of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 peeps, and we're getting ready to dive into it. How do you eat your peeps, Beth?
Well, first of all, the package is still warm. I can feel it, and oh my gosh, the peep itself is so springy and lovely. I've never felt anything like this. Okay, hang on one second. Let me take a bite. Warm. With the sugar and the freshness, and it's just quite, it's perfectly set, I'd say that's a fine marshmallow.
Beth and I both noticed just how springy and fresh these peeps are. Why is it the texture right off the line is different than what we find in the store?
The longer the peep sits, the harder it gets, and it gets a firmer consistency and texture to it, which is how we found most people actually like to eat their marshmallow peeps.
Whether you like your peeps fresh out of the package or with a little age on them can be endlessly debated. But there's no debate that when Sam Bourne started the company around 1920, he couldn't have had any idea of the longevity of his confections. Or that in the mid-50s, the acquisition of a company for its jelly bean technology would also come with a recipe for a hand-formed chick that would become the iconic peep. So I asked Kimmerly a little bit about the company history.
Just Born has been around for several generations. It's still family owned. And Bob Born, who started the company in Brooklyn, was really a forefather of candy. He was a candy inventor. He invented things like sprinkles or jimmies, depending on where you live in the country. He invented a really cool machine that inserted sticks into lollipops.
Now, you said that the company was first in Brooklyn. How did it make its way out here to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
Well, Bob Born, he was very industrious and very smart businessman, and he decided to move his company because there was cheap labor and cheap land here. It's also en route, the railroad routes to a lot of, you know, major cities, so he could not only get supplies in easily, but get product out.
Lauren, we've been hearing about the history of the company. How did the name Just Born come about?
Sam Born, when he started his candy shop in Brooklyn, he wanted to let the customers know how fresh the candy was. So he said, put a sign in the front window that said, our candy is so fresh, it's as if it's Just Born.
That was former Just Born brand manager Lauren Easterly and Beth Kimmerly, candy historian and author. In 1953, it took 27 hours to make one peep. Today, with new technology, it takes just 6 minutes. They also produce other favorites, Hot Tamales, Mike and Ike's, Teeny Beanies, and several years ago, they bought Goldberg's Peanut Chews. And those iconic peeps have made their way from Easter baskets into recipes, crafts, and even diorama contests. Check it out on our website. For WHYY, I'm Larry Roebling.